Long Lecture, Skill 7, Meteorology, Storms. Listen to part of a lecture in a meteorology class.
Now I have a list of names and I want you to tell me some information about the names. Here we go. Alex, Bonnie, Charlie, Danielle, Earl, Francis.
I know. The list is in alphabetical order.
The names you are reading are in order of boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl.
Excellent. Now, what if I told you we are going to talk about some weather systems? Now, what's the connection?
Oh, I know. Those are names of some famous meteorologists.
No, you've completely missed the boat. They are names given to Atlantic storms called hurricanes in the year 2004. Beginning in 1953, the Tropical Prediction Center produced two lists of names for hurricanes. One list is for Atlantic storm names, and the other is for Eastern Pacific storms. They are in alphabetical order, and they do alternate from male and female names. Now we're going to concentrate on hurricanes and tornadoes. Can anyone tell me a bit of information on how tornadoes and hurricanes start?
Well, first of all, storms are called by different names in different parts of the world. For example, the name hurricane is given to storms that develop over the Atlantic or the Eastern Pacific Oceans. In the Western North Pacific, including the Philippines, these systems are called typhoons. And in the Indian and South Pacific Ocean, they are called cyclones. Tornadoes, on the other hand, occur mostly in America and happen when warm and cool airstreams collide.
That's almost perfect. Actually, there are more tornadoes in Britain. On average, Britain has 33 tornadoes annually in an area 38 times smaller than America. In a nutshell, you're twice as likely to see a tornado in Britain as in America. Tornadoes are formed when air within a low-pressure front rises, creating a strong upward stream of air like a vacuum cleaner. This stream of air sucks up warm air from the ground, which causes it to spin faster and faster. What happens next is perhaps the most dangerous part. These strong air currents can create a vortex, or a spiraling funnel of wind, that can reach speeds of 300 miles per hour. It's when the vortex touches the ground that it creates the most destruction because it can suck up cars and cows, like tiny pieces of paper, and even explode houses. Luckily, the vortex is usually not more than 250 meters in size.
Ma'am, how does the tornado explode a house?
Well, the air pressure inside the vortex is extremely low, and the air pressure inside the building is normal. So when the tornado passes over the house, the air inside the building gets bigger and creates an explosion. The wind speeds in tornadoes can vary from 72 to nearly 300 miles per hour. Fortunately, it's only once in a blue moon that tornadoes have winds greater than 200 miles per hour.
So that's why tornadoes are so destructive. It's much clearer now.
Now, moving on to hurricanes. Like our fellow classmate mentioned, hurricanes develop over the Atlantic and Eastern Pacific Oceans. A hurricane is a strong rotating storm with an intense center of low pressure. This center is often called the eye of the storm. They cause high winds, huge waves, and heavy flooding. I'm sure many of you remember seeing Hurricane Gilbert on the news back in 1998. Gilbert produced 160 mile per hour winds and left 318 people dead in Jamaica. Now, in order for a tropical storm to be called a hurricane, it must produce wind speeds above 73 miles per hour. Unfortunately, about 50 tropical storms become hurricanes each year. A hurricane is one of the most powerful of all weather systems and is powered by the heat energy released by the condensation of water vapor.
Professor, why don't more hurricanes develop?
Well, the conditions have to be precise for a hurricane to form. The sea surface temperature must be above 26.5 degrees Celsius.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number one. What are Earl and Francis? Number two. Which of the following is true about tornadoes? Number three. Which will be most likely to come right after this lecture?